Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
So once again, Will Smith is away, so I get to swoop in. Hello, Steph Moon.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really, really good.
Very good news for anybody who was doing dry January. It is now February. So if,
just
yeah, here on the Food and Drink Show, we are wholeheartedly saying, you know, it's okay if you have managed to do January. If you want to have a little bit of gin, that's absolutely fine. You've brought something that's gin infused.
Absolutely. Now, Beth, I must have known that you were going to be here today because I've brought in some salmon which has been marinated in a gin and lime marinade.
Oh, hello.
So basically what you do is you press salt and sugar and gin and lime zest onto fish and you wrap it in this very almost like a blanket of this cure. And what it does is it soaks out all the excess moisture in the fish, cures the salmon, so it's not cooked, but it's not raw. It's almost sort of sushi styly, if you will. And
similar to smoking something?
Yeah. If you're smoking salmon, you hang it and you sort of cold smoke it for a few days, or you hot smoke it for, you know, 20 minutes. And it gets that smoke in. This way, you cure it. So you have to cure it for 3 days, 2 to 3 days. So it's a whole fillet of salmon with this salt and sugar and gin and lime. And actually, I've put in there some stalks from dill and stuff. And that's all pressed in there. And what it does is it makes it very, very fresh. Mm. It tastes really fresh, doesn't it? Really sort of zingy. I like the gin in there. I think it just adds a bit of a kick, but not too much. You can't really tell it's gin, but you can in a way.
Yeah, it's got that sort
of... Those of us who like a glass of gin.
It's darker in colour. Does it make it darker? Is that
it
the
does.
Salmon anyway?
Yeah, I've used wild salmon, so it's pulling out the moisture in the wild salmon. A lot of... farmed salmon is very fatty, very flabby.
Great word. Is that an official food word?
Flabby. Flabby. Farmed salmon, if you think about it, it's in a big net. It can only swim so far in the sea. Mm-hmm. And it's swimming round and, you know, whereas wild salmon is swimming up rivers and God knows where. And I think that's the difference. So you never get wild salmon so big like farmed salmon. And you don't get that sort of white... On big pieces of salmon, sometimes you'll get this sort of lots of white on it, and that's the fat in the salmon coming through.
The flab.
Yeah, the flabby bit. So, hey, we're trying to lose that.
Nah, January's done.
Now we're back on it now.
And so, what have you served this with? Is this grapefruit?
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got pink grapefruit and we've got roasted winter vegetables. So, we've got leeks in there, we've got some kale in there, we've got some parsnips in there, we've got some broccoli in there, we've got all sorts of things roasting off together and serving it. The juice from the grapefruit has made the dressing.
Can anybody then cure this salmon? Where do you put it? You've got your zest, so salt and sugar.
Basically, yeah. So equal salt to sugar. So think about it. It's got to be about a centimetre thick around the whole fillet of the salmon. And you do this with cling film. So you lay cling film out on the bench. You press your cure on the bench. Then you lay your whole fillet of salmon. Then you make a little blanket with the cure on the top. And then you wrap it round tight. So it's a bit like a cricket bat, if you will.
Without the skin?
Without no skin, no bones, no nothing. Just pure fish. And then you leave that in the fridge. I'd put it on a tray because moisture starts to come out. You'll be amazed because at the minute it will look sort of looks like talcum powder. And then within half a day, the moisture's coming out and it turns to this sort of sludgy...
You don't want a fishy fridge.
No, you don't.
No.
That's not cool. But what you'll find once you've done it is you turn it over a couple of times. And then how you test it is you peel back the cling film and then just press the thickest part of the fish. And if it feels sort of firm to the touch, that's when you know it's ready.
Okay.
So you wash off the cure, brush it with a bit of honey and mustard, and then press on all these lovely fresh herbs. So fresh chopped dill, chives, coriander, that sort of thing makes it vibrant green on the top. And then you cut it like I've done.
I've never cured anything in my life. I'm,
you're going to have to give it a go.
Anywhere that you're appearing in the next week or so that people
expect? Well, yeah, next week I'm going to be in one of the most sort of bespoke venues, actually. I'm going to Aldborough Village Hall, which is near Boroughbridge. It's a tiny village hall. And I'm going to be doing a cookery demo with Fink. You know the guys in Boroughbridge?
F-I-N-K.
Yeah, so we're doing... It's all using produce from their shop, and it's going to be a cookery demo. Come along, see the demo, eat some samples, maybe order some food from Fink, and yeah, that's going to be a good night. And that's on the 9th.
Fabulous. Well, Steph, enjoy every part of that. Should we go for that gin now? Are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Thank you. Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week on Stray FM.